good.
Yeah, Kenya. Good. That's great. No, we're live here. It's 7 o'clock. It's Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. Thank you for joining us here on Rucksack Radio, the podcast for Patriots, hosted by two veterans with one mission and 1,776 reasons. The podcast that is always bold, blunt, uncensored, and full of red, white, blue truth. Right?
Red, white, and blue truth.
That's right. Wow. So I'm going to lead off tonight with a little an anecdote, a little story, since I spent so much time complaining on the show about Adobe. I figured some things out all on my own, of course, no help from Adobe, and the hours I've spent on help desk with them, the hours I've spent reading articles, just trial and error. And so when you process through Premiere Pro, it gives you options on how you're going to export the show. And in the program where you're doing the editing, there's a setting that you can choose to have it process or process just using the Adobe Cloud software, basically, or using your computer hardware as well. So that's the setting I always check when I'm working in there. So that, because if you use the computer hardware, it adds resources and it cuts time off of the processing. Great. But when I go to export then, and I hit the, you know, where it defaults, like movies have so many different sizes. Like if you have a music comes with like MP3s and waves, you know, typical files like that. Well, for video, there's a lot of different files. Well, it defaults to this H.242 file, what, something like that. It's a good video file that will upload to YouTube and whatnot, but it's not the only one. But when I go to export, that specific movie type, my computer doesn't support hardware encoding for it. So it automatically just starts using the cloud, but there's nothing in their setting that you can change that. So that's a big reason why it was taking so long. So I went through and I experimented with all these other different settings that still had like an MP4 or MOV extension that would upload to Adobe. And I found one that does, and it's doing it in half the time. And now it still could be faster if I did have a stronger computer, which we'll get to at some point in time. But now at least, I mean, it took me 2 weeks to get one episode, the parlor episode, up to YouTube. And in 2 days, I've gotten 5 episodes up there now.
Hashtag winning.
Yes. But only because I sat there and dicked around with like every single setting I could find in there, which there's just hundreds of them, and settings under settings, and subsettings under settings under settings. It's just ridiculous. But I found one because I wasn't going to let this freaking computer win. So,
we're back out there on the interwebs, folks.
I'm going to, when I have the patience and mindset and time for it, I'm going to put a long little thing out and drop it in a bunch of the Adobe community forums, because I suspect there's a lot of people that probably don't realize this, because there's a lot of people that complain about how long it takes to export. Well, there's part of it. And really, it doesn't sacrifice any quality. Now, I did take the blue background out and I removed the animations at the front and back end, you know, like the fireworks and the wizard on the back end and stuff, whatever, you know, but and that's saving some time. That helps to save some time. But it's worked. So there's 5 episodes up now on YouTube. Yes, I'm going to work to get these on a Rumble too when I can, but I'm like solving one problem at a time. So I want to get caught up on the YouTube shows. So I've got, as of today, last Thursday's show, Mr. Acorn. You remember him? That one's up on YouTube. So tomorrow, hopefully have Friday's show with Jenny up. That was a fun one too. And then by Thursday, hopefully Sunday's show, the veteran show, will get up. And then I'll be working on the shows from this week. So we'll get caught up. But it's been a win. So I wanted to say thank you for your patience. For those of you that watch the show on YouTube, you get a spurt of shows now, you'll get caught up. I appreciate that you stick with us. We made it through that little blurb. And I appreciate all of you that are live that listen to me bitch about this for so long, because it's very frustrating, because there are some really good friends of the show that can only watch the recorded versions. They can't watch live for various scheduling reasons and whatnot. So I was determined to make this happen because it's not fair. It's not fair to them that they're so supportive of the show and I'm behind so far on the videos. So, but it's taken care of now, I think. So really, really, really appreciate the patience of all of you. So that's what I wanted to lead with. So I had this morning, I'm just going to clear. You're all my therapists, right? So this morning, like the migraines I've been dealing with have been just awful. Like they've gotten to a point where I've had one basically every day for the last 5 days. So I just said, screw it. I had an appointment at the VA this morning anyway. So I went in the VA, but I skipped my, but reschedule my appointment. But I just went into the ER because I'm like, screw this. I can't, dude. I went in there. They pumped like a cocktail in me, which didn't help. And like 4 hours later, they're like, all right, well, we gotta have the bed. And so, we're gonna refer you to your primary care, and he'll probably refer you to a neurologist. I'm like, my primary care is the one that 2 weeks ago, when they wrote me a script, told me to go to the ER if they get worse. So that's what I'm doing. And now you're kicking me back to primary care. And primary care is going to take a week to see me, and they're going to probably another week before neurology does. I did a lot of, I shared a lot about the VA on the show on Sunday, and I stand by that. From a standpoint of their mental health resources, they're amazing when you get the right referrals and can get into the right programs.
Well, you're fortunate too, because the one in Milwaukee is, I think, widely considered one of the best in the country. The one in Milwaukee.
It is. It's a regional center. It's considered one of the best, but it's for like physical issues, it's horrible, dude. I'm gonna work with a VA advocate, get a new primary care physician, because this is just bullshit. I mean, it's just stupid. So I spent, I ended up, hopped on the bus like 7 this morning, got home like 2. Sitting, in the ER all the time and nothing. And these are the people that want the government to run everybody's health care.
That's what I was saying when Obamacare was passing and all that shit. I'm like, you guys want to get a good look at government run health care? Look at the VA system and see how many happy patients you have.
That's the framework they'll use, right? Because they already have established it.
It's already in place, they can just
mirror it.
Which is exactly what they do because they're lazy.
It's awful. So I'm really pissed at that. And I'm like, I'm sitting here, and now mind you too, my blood pressure when they checked, when he was giving me discharge papers, the last time they checked was 190 over 100. I'm like, you let me leave with this? What if my heart explodes tonight?
Jesus.
I'm just,
How's your blood pressure now?
I don't have a cuff at home, but I sent a message to my provider and told them I want them to send me one, and they will. I've got a disability rating and everything with the VA, so I don't have to pay for it, which is nice. I'm sorry all of you fine folks have to pay for that. And that blood pressure cuff that would probably cost me $25 at Walgreens, the government's probably paying $250 for at some location, at some provider somewhere. But
Tommy, you did.
So I have no
literally
idea
put your
is,
life on the line. You've told me some of the stories when you were in, and you literally put your life on the line. If people have a problem with you getting a blood pressure cuff from the government and they're paying for it with their tax dollars, fuck them.
Thanks. It is what it is. But it goes to show that this battle that we have with VA healthcare is not, it's far from over. It's far from over. So, so that's my story for today. So there's the good and the bad of today. But let me tell you, I feel as shitty as I feel physically, emotionally, I feel so much better for having defeated Adobe and gotten some shows up there. So the yin and the yang, right? I'll take it, whatever. And I am by far the last person that anybody needs to be concerned about today, because we've lost a lot of kids today in another stupid school shooting. And what I'm seeing so far Looks like this is an 18-year-old kid. I'm not even going to say his name or put his picture up here on the show. But he murdered his grandmother at their home, and Border Patrol was responding to that. And he ran into a school and shot more than 20 people. So far, now the death toll is up to 18 kids and two teachers. And a Border Patrol agent was also shot in the crossfire, or, you know, in that shootout. I believe that he survived his injuries this far. Watch, Biden's going to be reaching for an assault weapons ban. You're probably going to hear about it tonight on the news.
Isn't it?
Probably tonight when he speaks.
I heard this story today when I got up, and I thought, it's really interesting. We never heard about shootings for the last 2 years. And now here we are 6 months away from the elections, the midterm elections, and now it's shootings every week. Now we're going to hear about shootings every week, and it's interesting.
Exactly,
the gun exactly going on now. Anybody that pays attention should think along those same lines. I would think, because it's like you never heard about this shit. You never heard about it for the last 6 years.
They don't though. They're so short sighted and they're so gullible. And they're, we've got too many freedoms and it's killing people. These people don't realize that that citizens, you know, socializations that have been disarmed by their governments have far more people killed.
By their government.
And, exactly. And our government has killed more people than any, than any of the rest of us ever have. And these are just facts. This is not some kind of conspiracy. These are facts. And these people only do this when there's some kind of school shooting or mass shooting. And I get the emotional reaction with it. I mean, it's sick. It's depressing. It's maddening. But just as many people or more were shot this weekend and killed in Chicago or, you know, Houston or Los Angeles or Milwaukee. Or, I mean, they want to go after the 99% of the country that are law-abiding gun owners. That's who they blame, because they don't want to admit that their failed policies, their failed domestic policies, enable a lot of these situations and these subcultures that exist that cause these school shootings. They want to blame the NRA, but they can't tell you, they can't name one shooter of any of these incidents that's an NRA member. Name one. I asked that question to several people today, both like on Twitter and in general population. Not one person can name a single mass shooter that was an NRA member. But that's the easy scapegoat. And the NRA is all about gun safety and protecting the amendments. The NRA doesn't go out there advocating for people to, you know, go commit violent crimes. It's the exact opposite of that. They're out there for responsible gun ownership.
To teach people to be responsible.
Well, here's the deal. I just listened to, Sarah's got a comment in there. It's a good comment. I think teachers that want to carry with training should be able to carry on campus. Texas Attorney General Paxton was just on with Jesse Waters right before I hopped on the show here. He was talking to him. Texas legislature passed this guardian program or guardian law in 2009 that gives schools the options if their teachers or staff members that work at the school go through the appropriate training that's set by the state law enforcement, basically, that they are able to carry in schools. But they don't force it on. It's an option that they have. It's up to the individual school districts if they want to do that. Well, the school districts aren't going to do that. Most anyway aren't going to. So they have the ability to legally. Now, I don't want to go around blaming the school for this, because you can't. This guy walked in and started shooting. Who knows if there was somebody that was armed that was on the other side of the school, if they would even have got there in time. Okay, we can speculate all day long. We don't know, but the fact is that there is an option out there.
I thought all schools were set up like the school that our girls went to. I mean, have you tried to get into that school?
It's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It's very,
it's difficult. Not easy. And there's like this community has, I want to say it's four or five school liaison officers now. I mean, there's two permanently at the high school, I believe. There's one at the middle school, and then there's a couple that bounce around throughout the day to the various elementary schools. Because yes, it's an expensive endeavor. Now, could they write more of those into the budget and cut expenses elsewhere where it's probably wasteful? Absolutely, they could if it was a priority.
They didn't necessarily the same people that want to
eliminate guns, they could. Yeah, but I'm just saying, in other districts, they could make it happen. Yeah. Cut out some of this woke ass curriculum and use that money towards protecting your students. But I will tell you by the name and mugshot of the individual that committed this, he's definitely not a white supremacist.
Or even
so
a white
the
guy.
Story, yeah. So the story will die in the liberal media in a matter of hours, probably. I mean, immediately Jake Tapper and some others immediately went to the white supremacy card when the shooting broke, and they haven't corrected it since. NBC hasn't corrected what they said. They haven't said anything different. Criminals, people that want it. We have bad people in our society that lack morality, they lack goodwill, they lack respect,
empathy.
And if they want to hurt people, yeah, if they are going to want to hurt people, they're going to find a way. So the best way that we defend against that is by more people having the awareness and more people being prepared kinetically to stop a threat. A sign doesn't do that. Written laws don't do that. The only thing that stops deadly force is deadly force that's more expeditious.
Deadlier force.
Well, deadly and more dead.
Be better at being deadly than the person trying to be deadly.
Yeah. It's just quicker deadly force. It's more expeditious deadly force. That is what stops deadly force. That's, you know, all this woke stuff in the military and everything. Our military wasn't designed to be pageant queens. Our military, the purpose of a military is to bring horrible brutality down on bad people. God forbid it's necessary. But with this sect of society that wants to be so overwhelmingly tolerant is so wholly ignorant and intolerant. And they don't hear these common sense things. They don't speak truth or logic. I feel like we have to find a way to wrap this message in some alternative pronouns or something, you know, then maybe they'll have an epiphany and they'll get it.
These are the same people that don't understand animals and animal behavior, right? I've seen enough videos of like a dog fight or something like that. And somebody that is, I don't want to say pacifist because I'm, you know, pacifism is fine with me. I'm okay with that. But people that are against violence, they'll watch like an animal attack and go, oh my God, he shouldn't be doing that. He's a fucking animal and he's trying to eat. Are you going to go out into the Serengeti and feed him? No, you're not.
Yeah. The knee-jerk reactions out there are so maddening already. I look at some of it on Twitter, and thankfully there's some really good. The Hodge twins have been all over it. I mean, they're digging up stupid people, things people are saying all over, and they're commenting on their posts and reposting their stuff. And but good for them. Some other, you know, bigger names are out there doing the same thing. Because these people don't have a message. They just have a reaction. And their solutions
are nonsensical.
Are ineffective. These are the same people that believe that you should get four or five or six jabs because it's so effective. You know, it's like, I saw a comment on that yesterday. Somebody put a tweet out that it's time for more people to get the safe and effective jab. That's the only way the pandemic's going to end or whatever. I'm like, effective? Well, we'll address the safe part another time, but effective?
How many
of these shots have you gotten in your stupid limp arm? You know, effective?
The Crown Fauci said a while ago that the pandemic is effectively over. It's not over.
What if you got like a notice from your car dealership that your oil might, you know, you might need to get your oil changed 5 times a month? Would you consider your oil, your engine to be effective?
So that your neighbor's car doesn't break down.
Yeah, right, exactly. Thank you.
You know, if you change your oil, his car won't break down. Ooh.
So if you change your oil, you know, every 500 miles, very good. And then your neighbor's piece of shit that sits there in a garage, it won't have any problems. Because the neighbor never takes their car out, right? They're
no,
isolated.
Because you changed your oil.
It's so stupid. Thanks, sir. I was just sitting here thinking it was a stupid analogy, but it's just popped in my head. Like, really? I mean, what? It's just so dumb. But yeah, watch for it. Kamala Harris came out with some very scripted, but it alluded to Biden's going to come out. Watch him call for like an assault weapons ban, some kind of. They just keep ramping up and making problems worse. And this is a guy that it was announced today, his approval rating has now fallen to a record low of 36%.
I thought it was 33 at one point. It's 36.
Yeah, I think it's 36% is the latest Reuters poll.
So is that Democrat base or is that pure Trump hatred, I wonder, that's even approving of his job?
Well, the ones that are approving, that's just the people that hate Republicans no matter what.
Yeah, 36%.
36, yeah. Because how can you approve of what this president has done? What has he done? I've tried to sit objectively and think of one thing he's done that's benefited us, and I can't think of a single damn thing that he has done that has put us in a better position in our country with regards to health or safety or crime or on a foreign sense, our national security.
Financial security.
Or financial security or healthcare or nothing. He's done nothing. He's done nothing but reversed everything Trump did in the name of spite. And it's clear. It's even more clear now that whether or not you like Trump, his policies were very good. Because of the fact that everything's been reversed and we're shitting, sucking this bad. And we're going to find out, too, I think, that this kid in Texas had problems. I think we're going to find out he was on the radar for something. And it's going to be another instance where
they usually are
not followed up on.
I mean, normal, that's not normal behavior, right? That's not within the realm of normal, the spectrum of behavior. So clearly there was something wrong with him.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, where and how did he get his hands on this weapon is the question.
Well, he posted a picture 2 days ago, apparently, of two AR-15s on his social media. And so that's why I say, wait for it. It's coming. The announcement's coming, but he's never going to get it through. You know, if he tries to ram it through before Congress swings, they'll knock it back down. It'll get reversed, and I don't even think he'd be able to pass that because I think he'd need 60 votes in the Senate. And he's never going
to
get that.
There's too many career politicians that are looking to stay.
Well, there's Democrats that are like, all you're doing is aggravating the other side, and it's not helping us at all.
No, you're riling the opposing base.
So my message in all of that is, you know, make sure that you get your oil changed. So you don't upset this douche that I saw on Twitter yesterday.
Oh my.
Yep. Rosie got vaccinated.
Wow, congratulations. Isn't he like a year too late for people to be wearing those kind of shirts?
This fucking sausage jockey. He's probably running around afraid of monkeypox too. And, you know, the thing that's only being spread by gay men right now. So unless you're a chin ball wizard, you know, you really got nothing to fucking worry about. But
I think even if you are a chimball wizard, your stomach acids will kill it. You just gotta put the detour ramp on the Hershey Highway.
I don't know. But hey, celebrate the guy sexuals, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Fucking. Vaccinated against what?
Vaccinated against facts, Phil. Those people are all vaccinated against facts and reality, logic, and truth and reason. Logic. It's so ridiculous, man. So let's see what Biden has to say tonight. I don't expect it's gonna be anything
intelligible.
That we haven't heard out of him before. It's gonna be the same old rhetoric that gets spit out, and then he's gonna start yelling. He's gonna start off, folks. This has to stop. There's no reason for the founders would not let everybody have a gun.
There's no reason for toasters to be thrown into bathtubs unless you're willing to commit suicide.
Then he's going to turn around and shit his pants and just look aimlessly like fucking short-circuited. It's going to do that, though. Wait for the Biden quiet yell. It's coming. He just kind of looks confused and yells, and then just gets angry and yells and yells a bunch of stuff that's not true.
We all know that Amazon listens to you.
Yes. At the time of the Second Amendment, we weren't even a free country. What? Just... something stupid. You couldn't just go out and buy powder anywhere. Well, yeah, it's true. Not everywhere just had powder laying around. But if you could find it, you were well within your means to use it, buy it, acquire it. Hell, there wasn't even an age limit back then. You could be 14 and get powder.
You know, back in those days, folks didn't shoot up schools. Because it took too long to reload.
Biden dropped somewhere in Antietam or something. I just like to see him like dropped somewhere and, put him in a battle next to Cornwallis or something. I just want to see how well he'd do. He'd last 3 minutes. Folks! Not a joke! Not a joke! Bam! So stupid. Such an asshole. So, I mean, let's watch the next couple of days to see what comes out. I know how they're going to spin narratives, and we know what's coming, but we also know what's not coming. I just wish they'd show this much concern about their own constituents who are murdering each other every night in the dozens all across the country.
Literally every night. And
yeah,
possibly in the hundreds every night.
Yeah.
If you think nationwide, it's got to be in the hundreds. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, I got to lower my blood pressure.
Did I ever tell you that hospital was worried about me one time because they thought I had low blood pressure?
No.
Yeah. I was going to the gym. This is before a tournament. I was going to the gym probably 5 hours every night. I mean, I would walk out of the gym typically 17 pounds lighter than I walked into it. And when you go for that long, pretty much every night, and your cardio is so high up, like I had really, really good cardio, your resting O2 levels are higher, which lowered my blood pressure. My blood pressure was like 92 over 70 or some shit like that.
Jesus.
And they're like, we got to do something about your blood pressure. No. Okay, wait. Let me skip rope for like 25 minutes and then you can take it again. It'll be normal.
Unreal. Well, mine's usually like 120 over 70 or so. I've got high blood pressure to start with. I take meds for it. I've had it two for years. It's just a hereditary thing, but.
Yeah. My blood pressure, Sarah, was always 120 over 80, and they were saying that it was the systolic number that they were concerned about. It shouldn't be below 80. which is why they were talking about having low blood pressure. Or diastolic.
Which all right. Let's move from depressing things to other things. Sheep sentenced to 3 years in jail after being convicted of killing a woman.
It was set up by my owner.
A ram was taken into police custody. And this is just a ram was taken into police custody in South Sudan earlier this month after it attacked Adu Chaping, 45. She later died of her injuries.
It's another Amy Smart.
The ram attacked
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Her by hitting her ribs. With what? <That's> what <they're...
laughs> Apparently her husband never did.
Oh, seriously. Wait a second. This is a picture from the article. Look at
the owner's in the background going, I gotta cover up this hard on.
The ram attacked by hitting her ribs and then the woman died almost immediately. This happened in Rumbek East in a place called Akul Yol, Mayor Elijah Mabur said. Our role as police is to provide safety and separate fights. The ram was apprehended and currently under police custody. The ram was arrested for its actions. The owner is innocent and the ram is the one who perpetrated the crime, so it deserves to be arrested. Then later, the case shall be forwarded to the customary court where the case will be handled amicably. Okay. The ram will now spend the next 3 years in a military camp in a dual county headquarters in Sudan's Lakes State. Yeah, where it becomes what?
The new prison whore.
Right?
Looks like we got some fresh meat.
The glory hole.
It wouldn't be so funny if it wasn't true.
The local court, right? The local court also ruled that the owner of the ram, Doni Manyang Dal, will have to hand over 5 cows to the victim's family as compensation.
This is who we'd go to war with, folks. People that still use livestock as barter.
And they make us look foolish. Yes. Look at Afghanistan.
Well, let's face it. If he had 5 cows and a ram, he's probably pretty well off.
This ram is exalted more than Biden. When the ram is freed from prison, it will also be gifted to the family in accordance with local law.
Hey, you know that ram that killed you? Here it is.
Here you go. This is yours. He's been reformed. Week later, he fucking rams somebody else in the ribs.
He starts ramming people in the ribs in prison. They put a teardrop under him. Under his eyes.
Scott. Yes.
Comes out with space tats and a sore asshole.
It's twice as big as it was when it went in. Ass ram.
Gotta have
a badass ram. Sorry, James.
Sword fighting this ram's ass.
Oh, man. Couple more stories. One I think I've talked about somewhat already, but I'm going to share it again because it just makes me laugh. That's not this one. This next one is for you ladies, I think.
Who is this silver fox?
Porn star with $1 million penis says he's a grower, not a shower.
Well, science does say that if you're a grower, you're typically bigger than showers.
Well, you're a porn star. Your whole job is to show it. So I kind of know.
That's why he's got to take everything before he goes on camera.
Porn star Kieran Lee from Derby, the UK, has insured his penis for $1 million.
You can do that?
I didn't know you could. I didn't, right? I didn't know that. I didn't know that you could You could insure such a thing.
So what happened?
Is this based on size? I'm wondering how much I can insure my penis for.
$250 I'm good for $125
Every liberal man out there right now is thinking about he's going to cash in on that $5,000 penis he's got.
Oh, Acorn's good for probably $7.
Indeed, the tool of his trade is so important that it got insured for a small fortune. Appearing in a bizarre segment on GB News, he said, with inflation now, no pun intended, God knows what it's worth.
It's gotten bigger with inflation.
However, while his appendage may look impressive on camera, he admitted it takes time to get ready for presentation. That's why they got fluffers. Yes. They went into a nightclub and a girl asked me to get it out on the dance floor. She would laugh at me thinking I was a porn star. Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Is that the girl or is that the set of a movie that he's with?
That's his, I think that's his wife, actually. Which I think she's a star too, but it doesn't give her name in here. He said that once a bit of blood flow gets going, it does the trick. He looks all right on camera. Okay. He now lives in Los Angeles. And he appeared on the show to discuss the old age question, age old question, of whether size does indeed matter. In his line of work, it seems it does. Well, yeah, probably. At least. Well, no, I don't think so. I've seen certain films where I'm like, what is this guy doing here? What is this?
I've seen a couple of videos too where it's like,
how does he even find any way to get that in anywhere? Yes.
What am I doing?
It's not like sex at home. With sex at home, you're just on top of your partner. We're basically, you know, that's it. Well, yeah, that's probably why most relationships fail, I guess. That's all you're doing. But on camera, you're like doing yoga to let the camera see all the angles. Yeah, I suppose you are. But while having a big trouser sausage may be handy in the porn business, he thinks that ordinary folks fret too much about the size of their little guy.
See, Friday Night Stories.
I play football out here and you shower afterwards and it's the guys that are looking at it and you're going, wow, look at the size of that. How do I get mine that big? Why? I'm slapping dudes if they're commenting on my junk in a shower.
Yeah.
Why are you even looking at this?
There was 35 of us in the shower at one time in boot camp?
More than that. Sometimes they try to squeeze the whole platoon in there. You got four shower trees with four shower heads on each tree. There's 16 shower heads, and there's like 80 dudes showering at the same time.
Just buck naked, strapping men. I'm trying to paint a picture for the ladies here, Tom.
You just ass to nuts in the shower.
Men just all lathered up and eyes up. Nobody ever looked down.
Look at these killer warriors in the shower, like some big gay orgy scene or something.
Just 86 packs.
Yep.
Except for the PCP swinging guys.
Oh, man. I know guys over here that are actually getting filler in their penis to make it girthier. Wasn't I just talking about this in a recent episode, like Acorn dude?
Maybe people
should just get filler. Apparently, they do.
That's what I call myself.
Oh, my God. Filler. I quit. So there you go, ladies.
There you go.
He's a grower, not a shower.
Yes.
Shows for a living.
And a snuffleupagus because he's English.
That would be a shoer, not a grower. It's easy.
Richard Gere's birthday party.
Right. Scientists shot, this is a stock photo, but you're right. Scientists shocked after their gene editing experiment turns hamster hyper aggressive.
Oh.
What did you think was going to happen?
They have naturally high blood pressure.
They made a horrifying discovery that if you gene hack hamsters, they turn into aggressive, furry, small balls of fire. Fury. Furry, small balls of fury. Fury, furry, fury. Fucking English. Who the mocking with the, around with the course of nature could have such extreme side effects? So Georgia State University have released a breakdown of their hamster experiments that included what could be the scientific understatement of the year. The statement reads, the gene-edited hamsters for studies of our social neuroscientists found that the biology behind social behavior may become more complex than previously thought. No. Researchers.
You don't say.
Led by professor of neuroscience H. Elliot Albers, hypothesized that by altering a certain pathway in the hamster's brain called vasopressin, the hamster's behavior would change for the better. Okay. They thought the hamsters would be more harmonious, but they were wrong.
That was not the case. They were looting.
Vasopressin is the receptor that works with, regulates social interactions. Can't they were BLM. Surprised at the results. Right? Little BLM hamsters. Tifa hamsters.
Attack hamsters.
Put a pussy hat and a cardboard shield in front of this guy.
No, silly, it is the rabbit.
This story, though, reminded me of one that I shared at one point in time. And you may remember it, you may not, but I'm going to read it again. Because when I saw the hamster in the cardboard tube, it made me think of this.
Richard Gere.
No, well, that too. But in retrospect, lighting the match was my big mistake.
I remember this story.
But I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil, Eric Tomaszewski told bemused doctors in the severe burns unit at Salt Lake City Hospital. Tomaszewski and his homosexual partner, Andrew Kiki Farnham, had been admitted for emergency treatment after a felching session had gone seriously wrong. I pushed the cardboard tube up his rectum and slipped Raggett, our gerbil, in, he explained. As usual, Kiki shouted out, Armageddon! My cue that he'd had enough.
See, I thought he was saying Armageddon, which is clearly not the safe word.
I tried to retrieve Raggett, but he wouldn't come out again. So I peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might attract him.
It's fire. You stupid asshole. What animals are attracted to fire?
A hospital spokesman described what happened next. The match ignited a pocket of intestinal gas and a flame shot out the tube.
Pure methane.
Igniting Mr. Tomaszewski's hair and severely burning his face. It also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger pocket of gas further up the intestine, propelling the rodent out like a cannonball.
Just leave animals out of your sexual deviancy, for Christ's sake.
Tomaszewski suffered second-degree burns and a broken nose from the impact of the gerbil, while Farnham suffered first and second-degree burns to his anus and lower intestinal tract.
Look, it's something to be kinky. It's one thing to be kinky. That's fine. Whatever. I don't judge. But when you're bringing animals into it, come on, man.
Well, to turn your boyfriend's ass and your Christmas wrapping paper into an RPG? Oh, poor hamster.
Poor hamster.
What am I doing here? Why are you putting me in this dark tube? Oh, my God. Where are you pushing me?
What is that
where
smell? Am I going?
Oh, my God. It's fire.
Why am I on fire now?
What am I going to... Whee! He's got a little human cannonball hat on, little hamster cannonball hat, helmet on. Armageddon! That's like, that was his cue. He was yelling, back blast area, all clear.
Why the fuck would you have such a long safe word? Why is it not like, no, 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 no.
Exactly, stop. How about stop? That seems like a great safe word. Just stop.
Armageddon, a four-syllable word. If you're in pain, good luck getting that out.
It's fitting here, I suppose, since it was flaming. When it happened. Oh, man. Hey, thanks for tuning in tonight. Really appreciate it. We'll be live again this Thursday, May 26th, 7 p.m. Central, right here on Rucksack Radio, Riverside FM. You go to rucksackradio.com, link to the show that way. Again, I've got several shows uploaded to YouTube. Get a few more uploaded to YouTube this week and be trying to get whatever was wrong with Rumble fixed too. But appreciate all your patience out there working with me. They'll probably cover us for tonight's show. I'm a little winded, and I am going to just fucking chill the rest of the night and see what our loser in chief has to say and eat like some chicken or something. I don't know what I'm
going to do. Make chicken.
I'll lay back and just relax. So thanks for tuning in again. Really appreciate it. Thanks for being in the chat. We appreciate you so much. Go to rucksackradio.com. Again, you can check out the new veterans tab there, resources for veterans tab there. There's all kinds of stuff there. Check out our government tab. Find out what your government's doing locally and federally at all different levels. And you can support the show at there through the support tab. Help us continue to do what I feel is important in two ways. Number one, trying to share a perspective that's not necessarily mainstream and doing so bluntly and without any fucks given. And also trying to bring some sense of humor and levity back to our world that liberals have tried to cancel as well. We're not going to do it anymore. So laughter is important, and I really don't care who I offend in the process. Like the chin ball wizards. Fuck off. That's it. All right, I love you all, friends. There is no substitute for educated fashion patriots. Value us, everybody's take action, Drew. We're honored to show your company. Rock on. Have a great hump day tomorrow. And we'll see you on Thursday. Good night.